What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2011 here. We're getting into springtime, although you wouldn't know it looking at places like New Mexico, which is being snowed on. It's very, very weird weather all over the place. We're going to talk about that a little bit before we get into the other news. If you have been checking to our website, whatreallyhappened.com, plug, the server is up and running. Our systems administrators have managed to banish the evildoers, or maybe they just got bored and quit and went home. But the server is up and running properly, and people are coming in, and man, our readership has just taken a major, major upward leap just over the last couple of days. So the site is working. I want to talk a little bit about the weather because it's very, very strange. My wife and I have lived here in Hawaii for going on 11, 12 years. And it's just been all this time, very beautiful postcard weather. And I like thunderstorms, you know, lightning storm and a glass of scotch, that's quality entertainment. And I was sort of kind of like saying, wow, you know, I mean, when I was out here before on some movie crews and other things, we had these wonderful, amazing Pacific storms and just nothing for year on after year in Hawaii. And then all of a sudden, the last 3 months, we're getting all these major thunderstorms. We had one again this morning. One of our local friends here, Justin Woolery, over at PC Gamers, sent in some photos. He shot of the lightning, and it's really amazing, very noisy stuff. Our hurricane season out here does not start officially for another month, but looking at the satellite picture, I'm seeing all these tropical depressions already forming out there to the east of us, and I think we're in for a rough hurricane season this year. And just kind of interesting stuff there. All right, obviously, top story of the day continues to be Obama been lying about Osama been photoshopped, and the White House has now had to back off some of the claims that they were making about this pre-dawn raid at this compound in which they went in, and Osama been dead for a while was there with a machine gun and using his own wife as a human shield. And now they've had to basically back off all of that stuff. And they're modifying the count. They're getting caught on so much of this stuff. Al Jazeera was interviewing the neighbors around the compound. And they were talking to this one guy who's been living there for years. And he says, no, Osama bin Laden wasn't living there. I know everybody in the neighborhood. We're all friends. We talk to each other. When somebody new comes in and acts like they don't want to be seen, we would all see it. And it was very embarrassing because even the guy, the talking head on Al Jazeera, was trying to say, oh, but he was really there, wasn't he? And the guy says, no, I don't think he was. And so this whole story is falling apart. Now, what seems to have happened, as we mentioned on yesterday's show, Pakistani and Chinese media are reporting that the guy that got killed, that the White House is claiming was Osama bin Laden, before they dumped him in the ocean, was actually killed by the Pakistani forces earlier in the day. There was a shoot down of a Pakistani military helicopter. The Pakistani army went in there to basically try and find who was shooting missiles at their helicopters. There was a firefight. They found this dead body, and the neighbors said, we think this was Osama bin Laden. And so it goes out on the radio circuits. The United States sends in a helicopter, grabs the body, and skedaddles. Then several hours later in the dead of night, there's this attack on this house, and everybody says, oh, we got bin Laden. So I think basically they just took this dead guy that the Pakistanis had killed and said was bin Laden, and they dumped him in the aftermath of simply flattening this compound, which is burned to the ground. So there's no evidence around of who was actually living in it. And they're trying to take credit for it, and they're trying to get political hay for it, and it's already falling apart. They've had the embarrassment of that one photo that was out there, which now they're trying to say, oh, the conspiracy theorists put it out there to make us look bad. Which, what else are they going to say about that? Yeah, you caught us. So now they're having to modify their account. The story is changing yet again. They claim they're going to release a photo, this time of the real dead body of Osama. And I'm not going to believe that either, because for all we know, they could take one of the phony Osamas from the later videotapes and shoot him. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it looks like my Vista computer that I use for archiving the shows at this end of the studio has decided to die. And it's a Hewlett-Packard box and Vista operating system. It's basically the worst of both worlds. And I'm not even going to try and repair it. I'm just going to throw the thing in the trash. Because I'm fed up with Microsoft and I'm fed up with Hewlett-Packard. And I don't want to have anything to do with either of those companies anymore for as long as I shall live. Now, getting back to the story, the White House has now backed off the initial details of the raid, which captured Osama bin photoshopped. And they're still trying to spin this and say, well, look, even though we got the details wrong, you can trust us. We're telling you the truth about all the stuff that went on there. And it's starting to sound familiar because it's reminding me a lot of this old TV show. It used to be called Maxwell Smart or Get Smart. And the lead character was Maxwell Smart, was this goofball secret agent. And there was this bit they would do, this shticka that they would do over and over again in the show called Would You Believe? And you'd have Maxwell Smart saying, would you believe at this very moment this warehouse is surrounded by 100 cops with Doberman pinchers? Would you believe it? 100 cops with Doberman pinchers. And the bad guy would say, I find that hard to believe. Maxwell Smart would come back and say, would you believe 10 security guards and a bloodhound? And the bad guy would say, I don't think so. And Maxwell Smart would come back, well, how about a Boy Scout with rabies? And that's kind of the situation that we see here with the White House. They come out with this incredible story about the heroic raid with the Navy SEALs and a blazing gun battle where Osama bin Photoshopped is there with a machine gun using his own wife as a human shield. And then they're having to back off and come up with another story and another story. And at this point, the government's credibility is shot. I'm not going to believe anything they say about Osama bin Laden or the war on terror or any of this stuff here. I mean, and again, this is where decades of lies to the American people are going to come back to haunt the United States government. Because nobody's going to take the government's word about anything. We had the whole debacle about Saddam's nuclear bombs, endless lies about the economy, turning the corner, the green shoots, the light at the end of the tunnel, and all of that stuff. And the economy is clearly much, much worse and is continuing to deteriorate. Despite all this talk about it's going to be all right, go out there and spend, and just all these constant exhortations to try and get the American people to clean up the mess that Wall Street created. And so after all these lies, Gulf of Tonkin, USS Maine, Pearl Harbor, that have been exposed and documented, you know, nobody with more than two brain cells talking to each other is going to take this government's word about anything. This is a government that cannot function because they just continue to lie, and the lies, you know, back when Kennedy was assassinated, John Kennedy, it took almost 30 years for half of America to come to understand the Warren Commission was just full of it. These days, lies coming out of the White House can be, their lifespan can be clocked with an egg timer, and certainly that's true here with this latest one about Osama bin Photoshopped. So it looks like the Pakistanis killed this guy, identified him as Osama bin Laden, the U.S. grabbed the body and staged this raid as a media event, and it's already falling apart because, as we said, the Al Jazeera's people on the ground by the compound, and the neighbors are saying, no, we don't believe it. We don't think that that was Osama bin Laden there. And we would know. We've lived in this neighborhood for years. And on and on and on. Even some of the corporate mainstream media is starting to point out some of the problems and discrepancies in the official story. And as a result, the White House has had to back off this story. And from this point on, it doesn't matter what the White House puts out there. As I was saying before the break, they could go get one of the fake Osamas that they've used in all these videotapes that they released after the real Osama died in 2001. There were all these tapes about, we're coming to get you if you don't declare war on the Arabs. And every one of them denounced as a fake, exposed as a fake. They might take one of those Osamas and say, look, we got a new gig for you, and it's a lifetime job. Boom! Put a bullet in him and say, here he is. See, he matches this videotape from 2007. So, you know, this one is already falling apart, and it's crumbling, and it's rather amazing because so many people hopped onto this bandwagon, as it were. Actually, it's a hearse. You know, all these politicians are leaping onto Osama bin Photoshop's hearse, and they're standing there to launch their political careers, and yee-haw, we've got something to talk about besides the economy and besides the wars. And somebody was sending in an email over on The View, which is supposed to be this ladies' coffee clatch kind of a TV show, and they're all saying, see, this proves torture was justified because we got Osama bin Laden. Actually, the Pakistanis got this guy. And we don't know that it was bin Laden, and the U.S. is just trying to take credit for it so that, you know, President Obama can say, see, I kept a campaign promise after all, as he launches this 2012 campaign season. So that's kind of what we have going on here. And it is. It's rapidly falling apart. And it's becoming a joke. As I was mentioning yesterday, over in Europe, they're already, you know, basically acting like, you know, it's a joke. They're illustrating stories about the new dead Osama with pictures of the Iceman. So call this one, you know, invasion of the body snatchers. The Chinese media, the Pakistani media are saying the Pakistani soldiers got this guy, U.S. sent in helicopters, grabbed the body, and then 5-6 hours later we have this newsworthy spectacle of a gunfight in the compound, and they're off and running. Interestingly enough, we found a story in, I believe it's the, here we are, the Courier, the British paper, basically admitting that these crowds in front of the White House and at the World Trade Center in New York began to gather before Obama's speech, which basically supports the idea that this was all staged. Because New York and Washington, D.C., after dark, are very dangerous places, high-crime cities. And you just don't find people just walking around, especially carrying American flags, in the middle of the night. Somebody called all these people. They went out to this rent-a-ruckus group. I mean, literally, they go to casting agencies to get these crowds. We documented a couple of months ago where Backstage Magazine was actually holding casting calls, cattle calls, if you will, for actors and actresses to come in and for one of Barack Obama's town hall meetings. Those aren't real people who show up and cheer and wave the flags. They're paid actors and actresses. Anyway, one final note about this, the View. Apparently, Betty White was a guest for the day on this show that this reader was telling me about. And Betty White, bless her, stood her ground and said, no, torture is not justified by the fact that they got Osama bin Laden. Torture is never justified. I mean, if you take it through to its logical conclusion, virtually every bit of so-called evidence against Osama bin Laden is manufactured fake. The BBC actually did a documentary pointing out where Osama bin Laden's legend, his organization, was entirely crafted by the U.S. government for propaganda purposes. So it's all been a hoax, and, you know, it's rather ironic. You know, we have all these government trolls out there saying, well, are you trying to say that Osama bin Laden is still alive? No, we're not saying that. We're actually in agreement with the U.S. government. Bin Laden is dead. The difference is between those of us who know that he died in December 2001 versus everybody trying to say he died yesterday, so the current administration gets to take the credit for the kill. And it's still a lot of nonsense. And again, this is where all the lies about Saddam's nukes and the flotilla and the Gulf of Tonkin and Pearl Harbor and Vince Foster and blah, 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 ad infinitum, come back to hit the government. Because nobody's going to take their word for anything. And that's certainly what we're seeing all over the blogosphere right now. Nobody is taking the word of the United States government on anything here. So the United States has now shut down the embassies in Pakistan. Consulates and embassies in Pakistan are shut down. This is what's going on. Pakistan used to be an American friend and ally in the war on terror. Well, somebody in the United States of America has decided, well, you know something, they were our friends, but now they got a lot of oil, and they got a lot of water, and they got a lot of things that we need to impose American hegemony all over Central Asia and take one step closer to the attack on Iran that Israel insists that we all do. And so it's very obvious, if the U.S. is getting their people out of Dodge, out of Pakistan, rather, that Pakistan is now the new target for invasion. And we're seeing this all over the corporate media, where the United States government and the media are trying to say, ooh, Pakistan was bad. They were hiding bin Laden. They're evil people. We've got to go in there, and we've got to take over. So they're the next target in this war for the United States to control Middle Eastern oil fields. Because if the United States can militarily control all of the Middle Eastern oil, then they've got a hammer they can use to convince all those nations that the U.S. government has borrowed money from not to demand payment back anytime soon. The United States doesn't make anything anybody wants to buy. We don't have much of anything to export. We've become a net importer of food due to mismanagement. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. And so all the United States government can think of doing is let's go out and conquer other people's oil fields and then sell the oil as if it were our own. And that's what's going on. And in order to have a monopoly and really be able to control the rest of the world by controlling the oil, they're going after every single oil nation, whether they're friend or foe. And this is a warning for all those other nations. Saudi Arabia, who think that they're the friends of the United States of America, look what the United States is doing to their friends in Pakistan, because you are going to be next. By the way, final note, just in case there's any doubt about that being Osama bin Laden who was killed last Sunday in a heroic American raid, a movie of the hunt for bin Laden is already in the works in Hollywood, just to make sure you understand that this is indeed what happened. Just as a movie really convinces you that there is a Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader out there in the universe somewhere. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still dealing with Obama been lying about Osama been photoshopped. Over at the Financial Times, I love this one, under the headline, Vital Plans Found at Hideout, they're saying the U.S. says it has retrieved valuable information about Al-Qaeda's plans from Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan and is on the alert for a possible revenge attack. Okay, so Osama bin photoshopped was planning the revenge for his murder before he was murdered? This is just more absurd. And I'll give you one more here, all right? Whether this guy that they're claiming was bin Laden was killed in this Pakistani operation following the shoot down of their helicopter, or whether he was killed in the compound, have you noticed that none of the news reports are mentioning the presence of a kidney dialysis machine anywhere in the wreckage? They had this thing out there where they were showing the photos and videos of the interior of the compound. There's no dialysis machine there. Remember, 10 years ago, when the real Osama bin Laden was still alive, it was admitted he was at end-stage kidney failure, and he had to have dialysis. We even put up a story from Dan Rather saying that, 10 years ago, bin Laden's health was failing, and he was on dialysis. Now, dialysis is not something that you get done once a month. Dialysis is a permanent, ongoing process. You have to go either have a dialysis machine on the premises, if you have money, or you have to go into a dialysis treatment center. These are dedicated facilities. We actually have one down here at the bottom of the hill in the shopping mall, no less, where people go 2-3 times a week. And without it, they will die. And there's no dialysis machine mentioned in any of the reports. There are no dialysis machines in any of the photos or videos. It's a big hole in the official story. Little details here, okay? Now, interestingly enough, I think most people would say, okay, let's, bin Laden is dead. He's dead and gone. And whether he died Sunday or 10 years ago is kind of irrelevant. Obviously, the war on terror is over. We can disband DHS and TSA, and we can get our soldiers out of the Middle East and bring everybody back home. But, of course, we know the real reason for the war on terror. It's a war to conquer other people's oil. And so it's kind of interesting to see these same people who used bin Laden as the justification for every attack on our liberties and constitutional rights now turn around and say, oh, well, because he's dead, we have to be even more vigilant. They're going to come and get us. You know, they are still out there. They are still the evil ones, these faceless, anonymous guys like Adam Perlman and Joseph Cohen and Zachary Chesser, who are running around wearing towels on their head that they stole from the Holiday Inn saying, I'm Al-Qaeda, I'm Al-Qaeda, be afraid of me, woo, you know, and they're still out there doing that. And everyone's talking about there's going to be a revenge attack, and it seems very likely that there's going to be a new false flag attack, a new 9/11. And so your homework for tonight is to go out and reread all the information about the original 9/11, which indicates it was a fraud, such as the Secret Service allowing President Bush to sit there at the Booker Elementary School, even though there was an airport only 4 miles away and airplanes supposedly flying all over the country, crashing into buildings. And they just let him sit there. Because the next false flag will be just as fake. And, important point here, because of the complete loss of trust and confidence in the United States government, because this is not the 1950s and the 1960s where the U.S. government can simply say everything we say must be presumed to be true and anybody who's critical of us must be presumed to be liars. They've lost the presumption of honesty at this point in their life. The burden of proof is on them. So when the Big Bang happens, if the Big Bang happens, and I think it's very, very probable because they're not going to get their World War III without one, the message it will send to the people of the United States of America and the world is that Department of Homeland Security has failed. TSA has failed. FBI has failed. CIA has failed. And the federal government as a whole has failed in protecting Americans from the rage of all those people the United States government is conquering for their oil and on behalf of Israel. Now, we, the people of the United States of America, should not and cannot reward failure with further obedience and sacrifice of money in our children's lives. On the day of the next false flag attack, we should commit ourselves to firing the government of the United States of America. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That is in the Declaration of Independence. That's why we're not subjects to the British Crown anymore. When government goes wrong, when government exists by lies and deceptions, you have a right to fire it. Just like they did up in Iceland. When the bankers went on a gambling binge and lost big and tried to drop the costs onto the Icelandic people, they threw the crooked bankers in jail and they fired the government that helped them do it. Their economy is doing great right now. Why are we not doing the same? We'll be right back.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Pardon me. Welcome back to the show here. And our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sorry about that. I'm still on the tail end of this bug we've been fighting for a couple of weeks here. Manny's in the control room, ready to answer your calls when you call on in. And we're going to move on from the Osama bin Photoshop story. At this point, the burden of proof is on the White House, and they consistently are coming up short. They're already having to back off the story. And again, the Al Jazeera interview of the neighbors around the compound, it wasn't him. And of course, we all knew that because the real bin Laden died of natural causes. In 2001, we posted his funeral notice, and it's just, you know, it's just the government wanted to use Osama bin Laden as a justification for wars and fondling Miss Teen US or Miss USA at the airport and dropping and messing up our laptops and, you know, looting our iPhones and everything. And he's been in the excuse for everything that the government has done to us and to America and to the Bill of Rights over the last 10 years. And now they're saying, oh, he's dead. Vote for Obama in 2012. But we still have to keep all of the intrusion, and we still have to read your emails, and we have to see you naked, and we have to, you know, be able to read your, you know, your discs by remote control and have your phones track you because you might all be sympathizers of Osama. you know, after a while, if you really think about it, the federal government is starting to sound, you know, paranoid megalomania here. You know, you Americans are all out to get us. We have to protect ourselves from you. They're getting a little weird up there in Capitol Hill. I think it's all that old lead pipe plumbing they have in those ancient buildings. And that lead gets into their brain, and it's really kind of messing them up. All righty, so moving right along here. Talking about the economy, obviously one of the stories that is not getting any play this week on the American corporate media is the impending arrival of the debt ceiling issue. And the U.S. government is now talking about taking extraordinary steps. In other words, they're trying to find a way where they can go on borrowing money from the Federal Reserve because nobody else will loan it to them anymore, even though the official debt ceiling is about to be exceeded. They're estimating the U.S. government will hit the debt ceiling by May 16th. We could see a default by July. Independence Day. Now, here is the situation. You know, you can talk about debt and debt ceiling and everything. The unavoidable truth of the matter is the government is sinking into debt faster than the American people could ever, ever possibly bail it out. When are we going to stop throwing good money after bad? The U.S. government is trying to pretend that because it can keep raising the debt ceiling that everything is all hunky-dory, and it isn't. The U.S. government has fallen into the trap of the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank, which by design maintains debt always in excess of the available money supply. So the U.S. government is basically in a situation of the only way it can stay in business is to literally go out, conquer other nations' wealth, and hand it to the private bankers at the Federal Reserve. And that's why we're seeing this push, including phony Osama bin photoshopped, to try and justify further wars of conquest. Because the wars that the United States government are already in aren't penciling out. They're not in the black. They're still in the red. War's never in the black. You're always in the red. You're always in debt to the banks. Banks love wars. They don't even care which side wins. That's why in the run-up to big mistake number two, we had American bankers, Brown Brothers Harriman and Prescott Bush, were financing Hitler's rise to power. They wanted a new world war to make themselves rich. They didn't care which side won. They were going to loan money to both sides. They were going to make sure that weapons were sold to both sides. Big money-making venture here. Turning your children's blood into gold in their pocket or gold in their sacks. Now, Rand Paul made a very interesting and cogent point in that this supposed raid that got Osama bin photoshopped may be a political move to help support raising the debt ceiling. Oh, we got bin Laden. Things are going to be better. We just need to raise the debt ceiling one more time, and we can turn the economy around. And, of course, it's nonsense. It simply plunges the public further into tax debt, and we understand what's going on. In a debt-based economy, there must be debt for there to be currency in circulation. That's the difference between the economy that was set up by the founding fathers of this country, which was based on a value-based currency, and the Federal Reserve, where each and every piece of pretty printed piece of paper represents a loan at interest from the private central bank either to the government or into the private sector. Every piece of money is a loan bearing interest to the private reserve, and that's basically it. If they raise the debt ceiling, it simply raises the amount of interest payments going from the pockets of the American people to the private central bank. This is why former presidents, past presidents like Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy tried to break us free from the private bankers. All three had attempts on their life as a result of their opposition to the private banks to succeed it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this ludicrous decision to blow up a levee and allow massive flooding into farmland in order to protect somebody's developed real estate. Ooh, we must protect the shopping malls and the country clubs, so we're going to blow up a levee like they're not already collapsing on their own and flood 130,000 acres of farmland in Missouri. Now, there's a couple of problems with that. First and foremost, we're already a net importer of food in the United States of America. Used to be breadbasket to the world. But between diversion of one-third of farmlands for ethanol production for that failed boondoggle, the reduction in overall crop yields from the use of genetically modified crops, the prior disasters of failed flood control during Hurricane Katrina and subsequent years of flooding that washed tons of industrial pollutants into farmland, rendering them unusable. We're already looking at major food shortages and skyrocketing food prices, and now they want to take another 130,000 acres of farmland and basically destroy it by flooding more industrial pollutant into this farmland. That's a stupid thing. That farmland is worth far more to the hungry people of America than a shopping mall or a couple of theaters or a couple of condo developments. It's a brain-dead, money-junkie biased decision, and worse. And they've already blown up the levee. It's already happening. Okay, so we've got billions of gallons of fluid pouring into this farmland in Missouri, which sits right on top the New Madrid fault system. Now, we all learned the hard way out in California many years ago that when you pour water into a fault system, you will get quakes. There was this military base out in the Southern California desert, I forget which one, and they decided to use this earthquake fault as a wastewater disposal site. They had all this water, it was full of chemicals or sewage or whatever else, and they didn't want to bother cleaning it up, and they didn't want it to basically recirculate back into the tap water, so they just pumped it down this earthquake fault, and they got hit with a swarm of, thankfully, minor quakes, which persisted until they stopped the dumping of water and down into this fault system. So now we've got the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has blown up a levee and is flooding billions of gallons of fluid, liquid, mostly water, with a bunch of other stuff, and it's going into this 130,000 acres of farmland in Missouri, and it is sinking down into the New Madrid Fault. If there is a quake on that fault now, it's the fault of the United States government. In fact, we ought to rename it. It's not the New Madrid Fault, it's the U.S. government fault. This is one of the most incredibly dangerous things that they can be doing. And we know that this is a problem, and it can happen. And we know that the New Madrid Fault, to be renamed the U.S. government fault, was the site of the single biggest earthquake in United States history. Thankfully, the last time it happened, hardly anybody lived there. The quake was so bad, it literally reversed the flow of the Mississippi River for a couple of days. If there's a quake like that now, we have, a couple of dozen of nuclear power stations there of that infamous General Electric design that served so well in Japan. And they're not proof against quakes because they have not had a lot of seismic activity there. That may be changing. Now, speaking of food shortages, I had this weird idea over the weekend. I was driving around with my wife, whom I find very inspirational in my life, I might add. And we were talking about garden plots and, you know, most people these days in America don't have enough land to really grow a good vegetable garden in their homes. We were talking to one of our relatives on the mainland, and they're struggling to get by and make payments. They've already converted their backyard to a vegetable garden, and the home gardening concept is really taking off, as well it should, because we cannot rely on corporations or the government to take care of our needs, and we can't even rely on them to really give a darn about whether we're out here starving or not. If they can't get money out of us, we're just not important to them anymore. But I had this other weird idea. Right now, vegetable seeds are very, very inexpensive. They're very inexpensive. And so I had this idea, instead of us just walling off these little gardens for ourselves and worrying about neighbors coming over and saying, you've got to share your tomatoes with us because we're hungry and starving, and make some very, very serious moral judgments. I said, let's everybody, 300 million Americans, go down to your local gardening supply or home improvement center and buy all the vegetable seeds that you can, and then just start planting them everywhere. Take a stick, poke a hole in the ground, drop in some seeds, stamp it shut so the birds don't eat it, and plant them everywhere. Vacant lots, alleys, the medians on the highway, any place there's an open patch of ground, just start planting vegetable seeds so we will have food plants growing everywhere. There'll be free food for the taking everywhere. And I know the corporations will hate this, And the government will hate this because the government wants to control you by controlling food. You know, you're hungry. Yes, we'll give you dinner for tomorrow night, but only if you grab this rifle and go kill those gosh darn Arab Muslims. Remember the legend of Johnny Appleseed? This is the legend of Johnny Vegetable Seed. And we can all be Johnny Vegetable Seed. Just grab some packets of vegetable seeds. Keep them in your shoulder bag or in your car. And as you drive around, whatever, walk around, just throw the seeds around. Stamp them into the ground and let nature take its course. Now, over on the island of Kauai, we have this valley called the Kalalau Valley. You've probably seen it in all kinds of TV shows and movies. It's on the Nepali coast. And it used to be home for a leper colony. There was actually a small revolution there when they relocated the lepers over to Molokai. And then after that, just some people moved in and lived there. And some people still live there, even though it's technically state park land and they're not supposed to. But all of the vegetable gardens that had been planted by the people who lived there before they were moved, the plants are still there. They're still reseeding themselves year after year. The Monsanto's Terminator gene has not gotten in there. And there's just all kinds of food, you know, growing around there to be taken. Now, again, the power structure doesn't want you to have free food. The power structure dreads a new global warming period. The reason they do is because during the medieval and the Roman warming periods, there was so much food just growing outside everybody's houses, they didn't have to listen to what the government was saying anymore. And that's why they're so afraid of global warming now here. Not because it's bad for the people, it's bad for the power structure. Because if you've got tons of vegetables and stuff growing outside your home, then you're not going to go work in the factories, and you're not going to join the military, and you're not going to serve the imperial state, because they got nothing you need. So we start throwing seeds and plants all over the place, and the government will actually move to destroy it. And we know this because of past history. Everybody remember Mutiny on the Bounty? The Bounty went over to Tahiti to get these breadfruit trees, which are a source of food. They were going to be used to feed the slaves over in the Caribbean. And there was that whole mutiny and everything. But the whole point is, these trees were growing everywhere in the South Pacific. So then the Christian missionaries show up in Tahiti. And they run around and say, we now have these plantations that we own and you've all got to work on them. And the Tahitians said, why should we work there? We don't need to buy clothes. We got plenty of free food from the ocean and from the breadfruit trees. What did the Christian missionaries do? Chop down and burn all the breadfruit trees. That's why there are very few of them left on Tahiti today, when at one time it was the main food crop that was just there. You didn't need to work. You'd walk around, grab a breadfruit, eat it, go back to doing whatever you felt like doing. But we can't have that in a modern, civilized Christian nation. And so the missionaries burned down all the breadfruit trees, and they went back to the Tahitians and said, look, you got two choices now. You either come work for us on our plantations, or you can starve to death in his infinite mercy. And so, yeah, if people start planting vegetables everywhere as a free, universal source of food for Americans, we can count on the government to come in and say, well, we're not zoned for vegetables here. And they'll send in the bulldozers, rent them back from Israel or something, and they'll knock down all the food plants that are growing wild across America, because by golly, we cannot have Americans eating for free. That would just bring down Wall Street, and Wall Street will bring down civilization. Frankly, at this point, I'm ready for civilization to fall down, go boom, because it isn't civilization. It's domestication. We're not civilized Americans. We're domesticated. We obediently get up, go to some place to work, to go buy food that used to be just available for free for the taking. And then we trot off and, you know, to church on Sundays and are told that this is the way God wants the universe to be. And then we wrap up our kids and send them off for wars to conquer somebody else's breadfruit trees. And it goes on and on and on and on. But we could turn this around with just this very simple idea of everybody in America just grabbing a bunch of vegetable seeds and just planting them everywhere. That there's an open patch of ground, and then when the plants come up, you just help yourself. Nobody owns these plants. Nobody's making profit on these vegetable plants. They're just there. It's Johnny Appleseed all over again. It's the 21st century version of Johnny Appleseed. Johnny Vegetable Seed. Just an idea to think about. With that one simple idea of planting vegetables everywhere and surrendering the idea that you have to own them, we could turn this food crisis around. There'd be plenty of food for everybody. We wouldn't have to worry about radioactive food coming from the North Pacific. We wouldn't have to worry about oil-soaked food coming from the Gulf of Mexico. We'd all kind of evolve to be more vegetarian, which is healthy for you anyway. And everything you need for a vegetarian diet is right there in front of you. You don't have to wait a week for a head of lettuce grown in California to be flown or trucked to New York and sit in a warehouse wilting and losing nutritional value because some money junkie can make a nickel off of that. It'll be right there in front of you, free for the taking because nobody owns it. Just nature, the magnificence of nature on display. We're going to take a break here for some commercials. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk a little bit about Fukushima. The situation there is bad and getting worse, and it's complicated by the fact that the government of Japan is now admitting openly that they have been concealing the true scale of the radioactive release for weeks now. out of concern that it might panic you domesticated human beings, you workers at mills and payer of taxes and breeders of soldiers. We don't want to trouble your poor little minds with the fact that, you know, radiation is pouring out of the sky and that we can look forward to future generations of hideously deformed babies. Don't want to worry you about that. Got an election coming up, you know. We can't have you upset about radiation. Look at all the political trouble they had to deal with because of the Gulf oil disaster, and that's a minor little ripple compared to this Fukushima situation. Basically, they're confirming there are massive levels of radiation, 1,000 normal times level of radiation in seawater, down to depths of 100 feet, which kind of sort of makes sense because these actual radioisotope particles are obviously much heavier and denser than water, and they're going to, over time, sink down to the bottom of the ocean. The problem with that is the bottom of the ocean is where much of our seafood comes from, such as crabs. And I know from inside sources that for all the talk about we don't need to test seafood up there in Alaska, that the entire Alaskan fishing industry, especially the crab fishermen, are absolutely terrified of the day that somebody holds up a crab and a radiation meter and gets a lot of clicking and posts it on YouTube. It will be the end of the Alaskan fishing industry. You know, I think we can expect to see Obama get there saying, if you don't eat radioactive seafood, the terrorists will have won. No, they haven't. You just killed Osama bin Photoshopped. Well, the other terrorists, and they'll just concoct some other thing. It's really becoming very obvious as you look at the inability of governmental institutions to deal with real crises, whether it's Fukushima or the oil well, and you see them with these constant hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax, you come to understand government really can't function in any real world sense of taking care of the population in the event of an emergency. Large governments are great for starting wars and playing their little war games and stealing each other's property, but they're not really very good at actually dealing with a crisis. So, latest word we're now getting. Remember, over the last couple of weeks, we have been saying that all the attention is on Fukushima, but we know there are other radiation hotspots around Japan. And now, down in Kyoto, there is suspicion that there is another reactor whose fuel rods are leaking at the Suruga plant in Kyoto. This is in Fukui Prefecture. I screwed that one up. But it's basically, it's away from Fukushima. It is another reactor, and they're detecting radiation indicating problems with their fuel rods. Now, in summary, what's going on here? They're already saying at Fukushima they were hoping 9 months to a coal shutdown. And what a coal shutdown means is the reactor cores and the used fuel pools decrease in temperature all by themselves. They don't need any more cooling. They just cool down. That is when a reactor is really properly cold shut down. No more heat being generated. If it doesn't happen within 48 hours, it's not going to. They've got fission going on. They're continuing to pour tons and tons of water onto Fukushima. Basically, those reactors have melted down. They're continuing to generate heat, and they don't know what to do about it. It's all critical again. We'll be right back after station identification.
Gold, ever climbing.